Welcome to the fourth guiding light. We have gone through the inner circle, and then we've learned fact, and then pages, and now we're going to learn flag, FLAG, a remarkable skill and strength that you can use over and over to deal with life's greatest challenges, what we call misiones. Because when we face life challenges, whether it's financial challenges or health challenges or family issues or sometimes even life and death issues, children, and on, life challenges have a way of impacting on the marital relationship. And when we feel we can't handle these life issues, it seeps into the relationship and undermines it. It drains it from our ability to be loving, caring, understanding, supportive. Now, all couples don't need to use flag, and I'll explain what it is in a moment, but it's a wonderfully effective and life-changing tool that enables you to maintain your emuna, your bitachon, your equilibrium during these ongoing challenges of our lives. I myself was able to understand the principles that lead to this next guiding light when I was trying to help a young woman who was married for 4 years. Her and her husband had a wonderful marriage. They had 2 children. And then suddenly, their lives were turned upside down when a growth was discovered on his body. And then for the next year, they went from hospital to hospital, treatment to treatment. But nothing was able to arrest the rapid growth of the tumors all over his body. And when I came into the picture, he was very close to the end of his life. And she was suffering by watching his suffering. And I myself was tormented by not knowing how to help this couple. I must say, I davened fervently to Hashem to give me some insight, some way of helping this young woman deal with this unbelievably painful nisayon of watching her husband's life ebb away while being in great physical pain himself. Clearly, Hashem heard my bakasha, my request, my tefillah, and he led me to understand a principle about how to gain strength from life's greatest challenges. And once I understood the principle, which I'll share shortly, I sat down with a close friend and shared this principle with him about how we find strength in life's greatest challenges. And he shared the following story with me, which I want to share with you. He told me that many years ago, his first wife, with whom he was very close and they had a wonderful family, became ill, as did the young man that I described earlier. And over the years, she deteriorated and it was clearly close to the end of her life. And he sat with her in the hospital, knowing the end was very near. While still coherent, she said to him, we'll say his name is Chaim. Chaim, you know, there's a wedding going on now close by of a family member. I know it's difficult for you to leave, but I'd like you to go to the wedding, wish him a mazel tov, and then come back. Chaim obviously did not want to do that, but his wife persisted, and he had to follow her wishes, and he went to the wedding. When he arrived at the wedding, he saw his old Rosh Yeshiva, Chaim Dov Keller, who himself had lost his wife about 6 months ago. But instead of being depressed, he was in the middle of a circle dancing up a storm with young Bachrim and married men dancing around him. And he was on fire, and they were on fire, and he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He asked himself, how could it be that I just left my wife in that condition, but she's still alive? And here I'm seeing this Adam Gadol dancing just 6 months after his own wife was Nifter. So he waited for the dancing to end, and he went over to him. And he explained the situation and wanted to know, how is it possible for him to dance? So the Rosh Yeshiva answered him, and these are the approximate words, but the concept is clear. Hashem gives us two eyes. With one eye we can see the brachas that are so clearly brachas. They give us joy, they give us simcha. They give us everything we want in life. But we also have another eye, and that eye is able to see the nisyonos of life. But we know that those nisyonos of life are no less brachas than those brachas that we're enjoying at the moment. But right now they don't seem like brachas. One day they will, because everything Hashem does is out of love for us. And when we can see both of these together, those brachas that we appreciate and help us feel like human beings and happy, the simcha, then we can look at the others as well. And we can say, this too is a bracha, I can't understand it yet. But in time, Hashem will reveal the real bracha behind it. And this is what my close friend Chaim told me, which was very close to what I had come to understand in the development of this concept of flag, which I thought could be helpful to the young woman I was trying to help, whose husband was in his last days of life. So I want to describe what flag is, and like the other tools I taught you, these are just four letters that represent a relationship that we have with Rabbeinu Shlom, asking him for a pathway to our feelings of wholeness, of shlemus, of discovering ourselves, our inner strengths to deal with our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our nisyonos, our challenges. And you'll see that the first two letters of flag are similar to fact. Remember, in fact, we said we're asking Hashem for freedom, and then we're expressing our appreciation for ways that he shows us his love. Flag is similar, but has a very different way of ending. And once you use, you learn flag and use it, you'll find that you can deal with almost any nisayon in life, even those that you felt you couldn't possibly handle emotionally or financially, any nisayon. And I mean, it helps you maintain your equilibrium, your balance, your emuna, your bitachon, your menuchas ha-nefesh, which is the purpose of everything we're teaching here, because once you have your menuchas ha-nefesh, you're able to be a loving person, a caring person. And when you don't have it, you can't be a loving and caring person. So let's go over the four elements in flag, and as in the other things I taught you, you're going to write down flag on a piece of paper, F on top, L under that, underneath the A, and then G at the end. So the first letter in flag is similar to fact. We're asking Hashem freedom. What is freedom from? Freedom is from Hashem, please free me from my feelings of hopelessness, right? My feelings of depression, my feelings of helplessness, right? My feelings of sadness, my terrible feelings of insecurity, endangerment, whatever it may be. Since you give me the power to heal both physically and mentally, emotionally, I'm turning to you, Hashem, to please give me this feeling of freedom so I can break out of this feeling that is imprisoning me. It makes me feel alone and helpless and terribly wounded. And as in the previous tools that I taught you, Hashem says, I certainly can. I can give you this bracha, but first you have to become a suitable vessel. You have to recognize what you do have in life. You have to recognize ways that I indeed love you and express my love towards you. In fact, we use the word appreciation, but here we're going to use the word love. And we're going to think about the ways that Hashem does love us. Thank you, Hashem, for sending me our children. It's a loving gift. Thank you, Hashem, for the support of my parents. Thank you, Hashem, for the wonderful people you have brought into my life, members of my inner circle, who are always there for me. It shows me that you love me. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the ability to breathe and think and feel and walk and talk. For giving me Torah, for giving me chesed, for giving me the ability to daven. There are countless things that you can thank Hashem for. All are gifts of Hashem's love. Now we come to A. Remember, we have freedom, which is F, and then L, which is love. And now comes A. What is A? A is, Hashem, I'm going through a very difficult nisayon, a difficult challenge in my life. My husband is on his last days in this world. Hashem, I'm going through a very difficult financial crisis. Hashem, my child is not doing well in school. I don't know what to do at this moment. I feel things will never get better. I feel lost. So what is A? A is by saying, Hashem, with one eye, I was able to see the ways you love me. And now I'm understanding that everything I'm going through, this too is in the Soyon. And you love me no less. But somehow, somewhere in this challenge, your love for me is going to be revealed. But I can't see it right now. I can't understand it. But your love never stops. You give me life at every moment, every breath, every heartbeat. I'm here because you love me. And even though I'm facing this challenge, you still love me, and I know it. I just can't see it at the moment. But I can accept the fact that one day I will understand your love for me through this challenge. You see, the A is acceptance. We accept because we are able to understand all the ways that Hashem does love us. And then we can say, in the same way he loves us where we can see it. This is what Rav Keller was saying, the Rosh Yeshiva. In the same way that we can see it, we can't see it now, but it will be revealed. The cloud will disperse, will pass away, and the sun will shine, and I'll understand the love that was always there, even through this Nisoyon. And that's what A is. You're accepting it. You're not fighting it. Because it all comes from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. And everything comes from Hashem's breath of love and love for you. So what's the G? The G stands for gratitude. But it's not the same gratitude as the things that you already have in your life that you're grateful for. It's a different kind of gratitude, and let me explain. If you imagine that you're standing in a field and you can see two mountains, the mountain to the right is filled with blooming trees and life and vegetation, and the mountain to the left is barren, no life, no vegetation. The mountain to the right represents the brachas that you see in your life at this very moment that he has given you and always gives you and you're grateful for. And the mountain to the left, that mountain represents the nisoyon that you're going through now. Barren, hopeless, seemingly. But when you see both together, you're able to understand that they're both the same mountain. They both come from Hashem. Even that mountain that's barren comes from Hashem. And one day it's going to flourish. It's going to be filled with life and vegetation. And when you see both mountains together, you feel an inner strength yourself. Yourself becomes energized. You see, you can see both. And not only survive, but you can even feel that I can thrive, knowing that Hashem loves me even through this challenge. Hashem has not gone away, and in the same way, myself, my neshama, has not gone away. I'm still a whole person. I will remain a whole person. I'm discovering a strength that I didn't know I had before, and that strength is a path to my own growth, my own emuna, my own bitachon. And for that, I feel grateful, because Hashem has enabled me to feel an inner strength that I've never felt before. Because I can see both mountains simultaneously. The bracha of the joy and the happiness that I'm grateful for, and the bracha that I'm not grateful for yet, but know I will be. I am bitachon that I will be. This is my bitachon in Hashem. And when you deal with life situations this way, you bring into the marriage a sense of strength, of equilibrium, of balance, a grounding in bitachon. You radiate this bitachon, this hopefulness. Nothing gets you down. And when something does affect you, you flag it. You go through the four steps of flag: freedom, love, acceptance, and gratitude. And you can try that now. If you take a personal nisoyon, And then you say, Hashem, please free me from this feeling I have. And then you remember all the ways that Hashem shows His love for you. And then you look at the Nisayon and you say, this too is a way Hashem loves me. It's not revealed, but it will be. And then imagine seeing the two mountains, right, simultaneously, and then feeling the gratitude because of the strength, emunah and bitachon, that you feel. And when you achieve this, and when you are able to use this, whatever you needed, you bring into the marriage a wonderful sense of strength, of stability, and hopefulness that you're going to get through everything. All you need is to remember flag, and immediately you'll transmit this feeling to your spouse, and your spouse will understand it from you as you radiate it. This is what strengthens a marriage to not only survive, but to thrive through all of life's challenges. And in you all emerge victorious, you and your family and all those you love. This is the fourth guiding light of FLAG, FLAG.